producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Freedom Poet, sitting in for the inimitable Leon Francis. What's on your mind? I'm Scott. He gets to be in Wishing. He's going to be broadcasting 8:30 with Lila Riley of Riley Insurance in Wishing. And guess what? They're going to have the 89th annual Wishing Sauerkraut Day. Has there ever been a sauerkraut eating contest? It seems kind of, you know, usually we wrap the sauerkraut around Polish sausages or something. I think you're probably doing that. It would be, it just makes me hungry. I love great sausage and sauerkraut. So Scott's going to be checking in at 8:30. The Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blakita Collum, will discuss the news of the day. And I am here, I was actually reading out of Joel today. You know, with Kobani, think about this. You've got a group committed to ethnic cleansing. Anybody that isn't of their particular brand of radical Islam, ISIS or ISIL, ISIL means the larger geographical area, including Israel. And they're, of course, they're calling for a caliphate for the whole world under their rule. They're literally, and they're adding 3,000 to 4,000 people a month. They're recruiting rapidly and including some Americans. So we've come to a really tough time, and we know that our borders are open. They found several terrorists on the border, and they know that many more have gotten through our porous borders. So we got some challenges, and there's an event going on that I want to strongly encourage partnership with the Freedom Club. And that is something that if I would encourage you to get Joel in the Old Testament, because this is what inspires what's happening at the Methodist Church on Sunday at 4 o'clock. And tomorrow, Patriot Pastor Dave Mata will be on with Leon talking about it. But in the second chapter of Joel, there was an imminent invasion of Judah. In the first verse, it says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm from my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble." And then it goes on about this horde of troops, a horde of enemies that are going to pour into Judah. Then in the 12th verse, and this is where so many people are coming, folks, is that we are beset with all kinds of challenges in our country, all kinds of griefs and fears, Ebola, you know, all kinds of injustices and incompetencies in our government and intrusions. So here's what the prophet Joel, speaking for the Lord, said. "Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart." Think about this. "With fasting, with weeping, with mourning." So rend your heart, not your garments. It used to be they would make big demonstrations of ripping their clothes. But God is saying, rend your heart, folks. Rend your heart. Return to the Lord. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. James says, "You have not because you ask not." Well, on Sunday at 4 o'clock, a solemn assembly, as it says in the 15th verse, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes, let the bridegroom come out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Spare your people, O Lord." Doesn't that sound good? Well, listen to this. The body of Christ, across all denominational lines, there's four Catholic priests, including Bishop Fulda, is going to be there at 4 o'clock. Each of these priests are only going to, and the Protestant pastors are only going to pray for 3 minutes. And then the people, you can bring your own prayers, short, brief prayers, what's on your heart, you know, 30 seconds or so. But come and pray together. come and pray together, a solemn assembly. 4 o'clock, 45th Street in Fargo, Calvary United Methodist Church, in the 4500 block of 45th Street. Just, you know, a little bit north of 52nd Avenue on the right. Beautiful, beautiful building. Folks, this is real. Our challenges have never been so intense. And so I urge all people in the Freedom Clubs, wherever you might be, to come on Sunday, 4 o'clock. Come. The Vikings game is at noon or whatever. Come, 4 o'clock, and pray. Feel the strength of people that really acknowledge Almighty God, because only He can save us. Anyhow, then the upcoming, we have some real interest in the Watertown, South Dakota. There's some people talking about forming a Freedom Club meeting there, and there's a good chance that there may be one on the 27th of October. It depends on how much response there is, but I've been talking to several people who are interested in the Watertown area. If any of you want to help and would think, you know, we probably would try to find a venue. Pizza Ranch is, I've had meetings there before in Watertown, South Dakota, and want to get together. I've been working on a new book, merging three elements as a sequel to my threefold plan to save America. My threefold plan to save America is find candidates who can't be bought, who stand on the Constitution and principle, then make a pledge of time and money called a liberty pledge or a freedom pledge of time and money on a regular basis to these kind of candidates. You know, for example, Ben Carson. I want him to have a real shot at being president. And if enough little people don't stand up and help him, we will have a Bush or somebody else will be chosen by big organized Republican money. And I'm sorry, we can't afford another country club. We just can't do that. Hillary beats Christie and Bush by 10 points right now. The worst thing that could happen to America, the worst thing that could happen to America has already happened. It's Obama. But if Hillary continues his, you know, socialized medicine and all of his other radical spending ideas and weakness of our military, we're done. Many people are saying if Hillary gets elected, it's war. And, massive tax protests. People are not going to put up with other people not working and other people paying taxes. At some point, they just say, heck with it. And so then the fasting and prayer is the third part of my threefold plan to save America. Well, I'll tell you, I had a brilliant man that's made a fortune in multiple level, and he's looked at what is the most effective approach to multiple level. I'm talking Amway, Shackley. I'm talking where if many of you out there have seen the brilliant marketing strategy of getting somebody in your downline, X number of people, and helping them get people that will help you buy and sell products. Well, I think freedom now in this urgent time is more important than any product. Liberty for our grandchildren. What do I want for my grandchildren? I want to restore freedom that is lost and preserve that which remains more than anything else. I don't care if they ever have a car. I want them to breathe free. I want them to do what they want to do with responsibility. So this man said, I believe the most powerful form of a multiple level is three. Find three people who find three people who find three people. If you do that, anybody that's listening, if you find three people who will respond quickly to you, who will find three people who will find three people, that's 40 people. We've had several Freedom Club meetings with less than 40 people. One person who got three, who got three, who got three, could turn out a crowd that would make it worth my while to drive over to have a free meeting over in Watertown. You know, what about 10? Could turn out 400. Pizza Ranch couldn't hold them. How wonderful would that be? Folks, if you're waking up, we need to start coming together. Freedom Club wants to gather you together. And then, but the discipline of three, where each person responds back and you can have communication where if I reach out to three with a text or an email, and they reach out to three and three, and then back. Think about how fast we can communicate. They didn't have any electronic media, so I'm combining the idea of the three. Do you have your three for freedom? Combine that with a Minutemen idea. Right after the shot heard around the world, Paul Revere and many went riding forth, proclaiming, "Shots are fired, to arms." And within minutes and hours, thousands of Minutemen poured out and harassed the British soldiers in full retreat. Over 250 of them died after they killed a few people at Lexington by the Minutemen who were called to battle quickly. We're in urgent times. We need to be able to, you know, ISIL has said that they want to kill our wonderful wounded warriors and their families. We need to be able to ring, we need to be able to bring hundreds of people, to literally armed people, to defend our warriors. And then combine that with the idea of the discipline of the amazing concentric quadrangle used by the Spartans. We're going to be right back with the Golden Girls and more of the What's on Your Mind in just a few minutes.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the NEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. I'm very pleased to have one of the Golden Girls right here, Blanquita Cullum. This is Mark the Freedom Poet sitting in for Leon. How are you doing, Blanquita?
Mark, well, I know Ellen is trying to reach you guys because there's been a little problem with the phone, so she could be joining you at any moment.
Well, that's just great. You know, we've got all kinds of topics as Cavani is about to fall, Panetta's remarks, Michelle Obama blaming the country for female vets on employment, and now and the U.S. troops have contact with the Ebola virus. And now it looks like Obama benching him and a lot of stuff. So go ahead and just weigh in, young lady.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that, you know, it's interesting that they're benching him. I'm not surprised. You have some very close and tight races in some of these states. And frankly, every word that comes out of his mouth right now is one that is, you know, going to seal the nail in the coffin for the Democrat and give another opportunity for a Republican to turn their states red. And, you know, I don't blame him for benching him. I mean, went out there and raised a lot of money, but he's not doing much for their job security.
What do you think about that, Ellen?
Well, what I think is that this is not unusual. This certainly happened during the Clinton term, in midterms. It certainly has happened during Bush. Presidents are generally not popular the next time around, and we know that. They're sending Michelle out. This is just part of history. I don't think it's anything against Obama. I think it's really just the way it happened.
But the only difference I see happening, Ellen and Mark, is the fact that you have strong Democrats coming out and criticizing the president publicly on issues that are critical, such as Liam Panetta. I don't think I've ever witnessed that before. I've never seen anyone, and Panetta is not some neophyte. He is a very astute, wise politician, respected by the Clintons, respected by many people on the right. And what he's done is just phenomenal, that he has come out and basically said the president doesn't know what the heck he's doing.
Well, if I was president of the United States, before I hired a cabinet member, I would make them sign something, which I believe is legal, that says that you cannot write about this administration until 10 years past the administration. I think what Leon Panetta did is disgusting. I have no respect for him, and I think he's doing it for his ego.
Well, I have to say,
I've been a Senate-confirmed governor overseeing our international broadcasting. And to some degree, Ellen, you and I have talked about this before, is if you don't like serving for the president that puts you in that position, then quit. The concern here is, and in most cases I would agree with you, but if it becomes a situation where it's going to cause thousands of lives to be jeopardized through a military action or inaction, or through a medical crisis involving people from the United States, or a perilous situation for the United States, I think it's unconscionable if they don't speak out. It's their duty to speak out.
And what about Cavani? I mean, just imagine the terror of those thousands of people facing just this rabid ISIS or ISIL.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you that I don't see a big difference between what's going on in Ebola and what's going on there. They're both wars, and we both have to fight them with every weapon we know. And everybody gave grief to the vice president for saying that Turkey wasn't being helpful. But you know what? He was right.
He was.
Well,
absolutely right.
You know,
and
the interesting thing is the situation. I met with a guy yesterday, Ellen and I both know him, whose spouse is Turkish. I've been to Istanbul, noticed the difference there. You know, it used to be, you know, because of Ataturk, that kept him a democracy, that the government, the military would keep that democracy in check. Now people don't realize that the complete constitution in Turkey has changed, and it's very compromised. So, I mean, I am very nervous about the future of Turkey and its status as a republic, a democratic.
And, you know, and Ellen, you've spent so much time in Africa. Your heart has got to ache for what's happening there on the Ebola front.
Well, it does ache, and it particularly aches because I don't think we'd be in this situation in Africa. And the Blanquita son has been with me the last four times I've been, and so he knows this as well. But that if they had any kind of health infrastructure, any kind, and I'm not talking about doctors, I'm talking about water, sanitation, You know, everybody laughs when I talk yearly about World Toilet Day, but there are a billion people. That's one out of every seven people or so in the world without access to a way to make their human waste so that it doesn't affect other people. That's a big problem.
Wow.
It's huge.
It's a huge problem.
Ellen, and you know the team that go, including my son. It is like unlike anything you can possibly imagine in dealing with a rough situation. It makes third world. It looks like fourth world.
Well, that's just amazing.
We don't agree on much, but we agree on that.
And you know, there's something that we can do about things that we really care about. And we care about the innocent people that are dying either at the hands of radical Islam or Ebola. And we're having a big gathering across every denominational line to pray hard on Sunday. So, you know, sometimes it comes to that. We need to do everything we can, like you said, Ellen, we need to use the tools that our weapons that we have access to stop evil. But then I think we need to call out to God for some help like our founding fathers did.
Well, I think that, you know, I'm a Catholic, and I believe very much in the power of prayer, but I believe in the old action that they say that faith without works is dead. So,
that's right.
You know, it's good to pray. I think that's important. I believe in the power of prayer, but I think that people also have to have action as well.
Absolutely. A lot of times you look in the mirror after you've been praying and notice yourself and say, what have I done to answer this prayer? And apathy has been profound in our country. It's part of the reason we've gotten to this place. What do you think about Michelle Obama's criticizing the country for female vets unemployment?
Well, I think she's right. I think, frankly, it's just female vets. It's vets, period, are not recognized for their skills, and we're not employing them, and we really need to be much more proactive about this. Veterans Day is coming up. It doesn't do any good if we don't employ the people that have really laid down their life for this country.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Really,
I just like to see that us get a lot of jobs for the rest of society as well. I think the vets put it on the line. They deserve jobs. But frankly, I have not seen this administration do much in trying to help get people employed across the board, period.
Well, you know, there's been big growth of employment in Washington, D.C., you know. It's been a lot of... Anyway, thank you, Golden Girls, for your great insight once again, and hope to talk with you again someday. Folks, Scott will be on the phone in just a few minutes from Wishick, back with more of the Common Sense Club.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Katie Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Katie Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mark the Freedom Poet here, sitting in for Leon Francis. Scott Hannon has found his way to Riley Insurance Company with Lila Riley in Wishick. Hi, Scott. How are you and Lila doing this morning?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks a bunch. Looking forward to our statewide broadcast from Sauerkraut Days. I feel like I finally fulfilled a promise that I made to a couple of World War II Honor Flight veterans that were with us on one of the honor flights. I forget which. I'm guessing it was the Rough Rider honor flight out of Bismarck, but there were, of course, so many of them. And I remember very distinctly sitting on a big 757 or 747 between these two heroes. They were from Wishick, and they said, "Have you ever been to Wishick?" And I said, "I've not." They said, "You've got to come for Sauerkraut Days." So here I am at Sauerkraut Day, which is the 89th annual. And you mentioned Lila Riley, who is here. Riley Insurance is a family-owned agency that has been serving Wishick and the surrounding community since 1954. And they are a friendly, knowledgeable bunch that have compassionate service with the right products for their clients. They do one-on-one consultations. They have a beautiful facility, so they want to hear about your insurance needs so they can go to help helping you. And Lila, thanks for having us. How are you?
I'm good. It's a great day. There's no wind. The sun is out. It's going to be a great day for Wishick.
It is, and I watched that blood moon all the way here, saw the eclipse and all that, and it just led the way to Wishick, North Dakota. So, you know, we got a historic day here. And in more ways than one. I don't know of any event that sustains the level of momentum anywhere in North Dakota that this thing has. 89 years and Sauerkraut Day is still going strong.
It is a great thing that we do here. It's a lot of fun. It's hard work. But you know what? It pays off in the end. We get to see a lot of people come out for this day. So we're always looking for those friendly faces that we may have seen last year that come back again. And there have been some that have been very devoted to it and come every year if they can.
What's the origin, the history behind Sauerkraut Day?
The origin of it, it was originally started as a way for the local businesses to thank people for their patronage over the year in doing business with the Wishick businesses. And so they started it out as a day to celebrate the people that come to Wishick and buy things in Wishick. And so that's what they started it out as, and that's what it's kept on.
And now it'll go from 11 a.m. to 1 today.
Yes.
Right? And describe Sauerkraut Day. Obviously, you've got sauerkraut, but I bet you've got wieners and other goodies too, right?
Right. We start out with sauerkraut. It's cooked in big vats. And the cooks have been up for hours already, and what is in it is sauerkraut and bacon. We call it speck, but it's the end, bacon ends. And the Cloverdale hot dogs are in there, so those are the best kind. And then we've got mashed potatoes, we have cheese, we have a bun, and we have beverage, so the pop, water, coffee.
Wow, that sounds really good. really good. And I have to admit, I'm not a big sauerkraut fan. But I know today I've just got to tough it out, right?
You're going to have to try it. A lot of people don't like it, but, you know, the slow-cooked version takes a lot of the tartness out of it, and it really is quite good.
My wife, on the other hand, has been craving this for weeks. She was very jealous that I was coming, so I said I would do a little delivery of, you know, some sauerkraut and one of those Cloverdale wieners, so it'll be great. And all folks need to really do is just come on in town and enjoy and chat with the good folks from Wishing. This is not complicated, right?
Right. This is a good thing here. We've got a craft fair going over at the National Guard Armory. It starts this morning at 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And then at the Civic Center, Sauerkraut Day, we're going to have entertainment today, the Wishing Public School Band and Choir. And also there's an accordion group from the school that's going to be entertaining. And then we will have the Sunnyland Notes. It's a local group here. And then the St. Andrew's German Choir will be singing also. And then at 2 p.m., we've got bingo at the Civic Center with a $500 jackpot.
So about a 2-hour, 45-minute drive from Fargo. If you're trying to get a frame of reference, I mean, you just basically head, I guess you can come down at Streeter.
Streeter exit.
Take 94 west to Streeter, head south. Can't miss it.
You'll find us.
Yes, exactly right. So it's an easy drive, a fun drive, beautiful drive, really. In addition to, of course, the sauerkraut and all the that wonderful meal today, which really is the main event.
That is the main event,
the
yes.
meal is the main event. But, I mean, to have the entertainment and the craft fair and a little bingo this afternoon, this is a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. And we've got a couple of MCs that are going to be working with us today, Larry Wald and Cleo Boji.
Are they the funny guys in town?
They are.
Okay.
And then we also have the Aphon lady.
The Aphon lady.
Yes. She's going to be there, and she's going to be visiting with our people and making things happen.
I can hardly wait. This should be great fun. And, by the way, we also want to thank our sponsors that brought us here, which, in addition to Riley Insurance, are the good folks at the Wishing Hospital and Clinic, Security State Bank, Pinky Lumber and Pinky Homes. They're actually building homes for folks all across North Dakota, right here from Wishing.
They are.
That's pretty darn cool.
They are.
Looking forward to getting a tour of their operation a little later on. Jim Weber Ford, the Wishing Inn, and thank them very much for their hospitality. Farm Credit Services, where you can secure your financial future. Siler Implement as well, locally owned since 1977. In fact, they have some great employment opportunities here in Wishing and here in Lincoln. And there is a quality of life here, Lila, that is very evident from the moment you reach the city limits. You do it maybe a little slower in Wishing, yet I think you probably live a little longer around here, right? I mean, there's a pace you're not going to find in a Bismarck or a Fargo or a Minot or a Grand Forks, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, we get complimented on our town a lot. It's a clean town. It's set up well. And just the kind of the atmosphere you get when you are here, we are very advanced, but yet we aren't the craziness of the bigger cities. And so it's just a great place to live and work and raise families.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it very much, and I'm sure you're looking forward to meeting up with all kinds of great customers from Riley Insurance today and doing what's been going on for 89 years in Wishing, North Dakota, thanking those good folks for doing business right here, right?
I am looking forward to it, and so I'm going to skedaddle and get over to the Civic Center and get stuff ready. But a shout-out to my kraut haulers, Dale Meidinger and Keith Klein, and my cooks, Pat Wanner, Tom Welder, Bruce Hare, Mitch Bosch. Thank you.
They're kraut haulers.
Yes, kraut haulers.
What does a kraut hauler do?
They haul the kraut from the place where they're making it to the Civic Center and the nursing home, the school, the hospital.
It's tough duty.
It is.
Oh, gosh.
And they do it well.
Sounds like fun. All right, Lila, thanks a ton. Mark, we're going to send it back to you. I want you to talk a little bit about that wonderful event that is coming up this weekend. I hope everybody takes in a solemn assembly with a great cross-section of pastoral leadership throughout Fargo-Moorhead. So tell folks about that, and we'll chat with you a little later on What's on Your Mind live from Wishing today.
That just makes me very hungry. That sounded like the greatest sauerkraut in the world. It's less than 3 hours' drive, folks. You got time to get out there. They're going to keep on serving sauerkraut and wieners and bacon and all kinds of stuff, mashed potatoes, well into the afternoon. So think about a day trip on a beautiful day to Wishing for the 89th Sauerkraut Festival. That just makes me happy and hungry. I'm salivating. So if I start to cough and stuff, that's probably why. Well, they're going to have, like Scott said, an incredible event. A man by the name of Colson, who was part of the Nixon Watergate scandal, spent time in jail and really turned his life around, wrote a book. He started studying Christians gathering together around the world. And after Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," Catholics and Protestants together came together with great courage and defied the communist leadership in East Germany, Romania, all across Poland, of course. We had the Pope and Solidarity. Well, we've come to a time of desperation to where Catholics and Protestants are coming together again. And a great event is happening Sunday, this Sunday, 4 o'clock in Fargo. I urge you to come to this as an extremely important, solemn assembly. Read the second chapter of Joel. It explains, this is the inspiration for why Pastor Dave Mata of Calvary United Methodist Church on the 45th Street South in Fargo called a solemn assembly, and he was joined by, I believe it's four different priests and several other Protestant pastors, including Bishop Fulda. These people realize together that we have common enemies. We have evils that are way beyond the differences of our theology. We all believe in the same God. We revere the same Bible. We venerate the great saints of our of the history of the Christian church, and we have come to a time where we need to come together and cry out to God according to the solemn assembly, and including fasting. Many people are fasting in preparation. They're not going to eat for a period of time in my case, from sundown probably on Saturday until sundown on Sunday, certainly until after the solemn assembly, to pray for our country, because we have open, porous borders. We have literally the worst leadership in history. We've got ISIL doing their outrageous, hideous cleansing, ethnic cleansing. They want to kill every Christian. You know, you're given a choice. They're putting people in the sand. I mean, it's a lot more than just these four guys that have gotten their head cut off. It's many, many Christians have been crucified, put their whole body in the sand with just their head sticking out, say, become Muslim or die. And you know, if they say we're going to stay Christian, they chop their heads off. This is the, you know, and now they're on the absolute edge with a big black flag on a hill of Kobani right on the Turkish border. And the Turkish people are so conflicted because they have hostility towards Assad in Syria. They have problems with the Kurds. So they're basically not even defending themselves. We have all kinds of challenges going on, Ebola, all kinds of fears. I know one thing, when I'm afraid and nervous and worried about stuff, if I stay on my knees long enough, the Comforter comes. The Holy Spirit is here. James said in his great epistle, "You have not because you ask not." Well, we're having a gathering of the body of Christ. Come. And there's not going to be long-winded prayers. Each of these priests and pastors are only going to have 3 minutes. And the public, anybody can get up and pray a short prayer. But come with a prayerful heart and feel the encouragement of the body of Christ standing together against evil and praying for our leaders, including Obama, praying for all of our leaders, praying for our country, praying for God to raise up men and women to lead us from everything from school board to the presidency, who stand on the Constitution, who stand on the Word of God, the faith of our fathers. You know, last Sunday was Freedom in the Pulpit Sunday. It started in 08 by 33 pastors. This last Sunday, the first Sunday in October, 4,000 pastors proclaimed their right to speak the truth in the pulpit without worrying about the IRS taking away their exemption. We're going to be back with more of the What's on Your Mind in just a few minutes.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Folks, we're coming to the last segment of the first hour of What's On Your Mind. Scott Hennen is out in Wishick. How cool is that? They're having the 89th Sauerkraut Festival out there. And it's pretty interesting. This whole tax commissioner race has gotten really brutal. You know, the Rob Port talking about Rauschenberg being, you know, really being hammered. And having the car incident and then coming out and saying he was in treatment, and Jason Astrup saying, hey, he's too impaired. You know, so he's come out and said that this man has got issues. He he probably shouldn't be elected. So he put out a brutal ad saying that Rauschenberger is too impaired to be tax commissioner. So once again, it's out there. It's like you're almost nude when you run for office. Anything problem you got is apparently fair game. You know, I've been it's just amazing how much abuse politicians have to suffer for trying to serve the people. But in this case, you know, maybe A-Strip's got something. Well, we'll let the voters decide. And then, of course, another political thing, the whole political props using veterans, both George Center and Kramer have been criticized. Both have pulled ads. You know, I personally just believe that we need to call as much attention to the sorry way our veterans have been treated, and also more in the positive vein, their incredible sacrifice. And what does that better? What is more poignant, powerful, touching than the cemeteries of the fallen heroes? One guy called in, Scott, and was talking about how the order, even in death, the discipline and the order and the beauty of the Arlingtons and the military cemetery. So God bless any politician that stands up for veterans living and dead. I have been obsessed with the idea of trying to save America. You know, I call myself Mark the Freedom Poet. I've been writing stuff for many years about it and trying to put together freedom clubs committed to faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise, wherever I can. I basically say, if you can get 40 people together, I'd like to come. And, you know, we might pass the hat, but and some venues cost money and some don't. For example, pizza ranches, when we could meet there, they don't charge anything. They want to have a good turnout so that, you know, they can don't tie up a nice big back room. But sometimes we are like in Tioga, we had the beautiful farm building out there, and that was a $250 expense. You know, it's real. But the power of the Freedom Club standing on these four pillars that made America the greatest nation in the world, I'm talking about faith, traditional family, freedom of all kinds, the right to bear arms, the freedom of speech and press, you know, the fact that the pastors stood up against the lie, the myth of separation of church and state, which does not appear in our Constitution, folks. Many listening to my voice think somewhere, because the left have repeated that lie again and again, separation of church and state, they think it's in the Constitution. It is not in the Constitution. It is not in the Declaration of Independence. It is not in the Bill of Rights. It is nowhere. It was in the Constitution of Communist Russia, where it said the church shall be separate from the schools and the church shall be separate from the state, but not here. Freedom of religion meant that the government couldn't interrupt the free exercise of religion. The federal government couldn't do that. So now 4,000 pastors in America proclaimed a freedom of speech because, see, the government, according to President Johnson, when he was in Congress, in July 2nd of 1954, was able to get IRS regulations changed to where you could take away a church's tax-exempt status if they would stand up and say, please don't vote for Obama. It's sinful. Or support, some candidate or another. They said that if you do that, you're going to lose your tax-exempt status. Well, a lot of people, you know, can't afford that give to churches, they want to have that exemption. And so they will turn their money and say they're a tither. Let's say somebody is made $100,000 and they give $10,000 a year to charity. Well, if they don't get a tax exemption for that, they're going to find one. They're going to go to Salvation Army or Feed My Starving Children or maybe some national ministry. So this is a big deal that 4,000 pastors have been awakened, and it started with a nucleus of only 33. This is, I believe, that we're doing a broader thing, but we support those kind of actions. I think of the Freedom Club as an umbrella to standing up for all of our constitutional freedoms, including freedom of religion, including traditional marriage. And we have some great tools that are being underemployed that could reestablish states and individual rights. One of them is impeachment. the biggest ignorance that we have about the Constitution, no, there's two. The one is that religion, according to the Founding Fathers, was a non-denominational synonym for Christianity. Yes, folks. They regarded Mohammedism as a pagan and the Indian worship as pagan. Well, God bless you all. Come to the Solemn Assembly, 4 o'clock Sunday, Methodist Church in Fargo, 45th Street. Back with Scott and What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.